Case number 10667, James K. and Susan L. Halpin, south of Road 259, south of South Lake Drive, 650 feet west of East Lake Drive, being Lot 43 within Lazy Lake Development. A variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address, please.
Jason Halpin, 1465 Cedar Lane Road, Town, Delaware.
James K. Halpin.
Address.
Your property owner.
Address.
Huh?
Address.
Address.
Oh, 424 South Lake Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, board, for having us here tonight. My name is Jason Halpin, registered professional engineer, state of Delaware. I'm here representing James Halpin, a.k.a. my father. With the exception of a delicious home-cooked meal, I'm here under no contract, just to point that out. We are here to ask for a variance on his property to permit a proposed garage in the back, which would the garage would be located at 1 foot 4 inches off the rear property line and also 6 feet off the side property line. In addition to that variance, we're also requesting a variance to allow the existing porch, which we had found to be in violation of the setback, so the existing porch to remain. The property is located in Lazy Lake community. It's a small, quaint community, very unique property. The property has old trees throughout the whole community. All these old trees are grown on my father's property. When he bought the house back in 2002, I backed up to woods and really provided nice shade and cover. When the house was purchased, the porch was already existing, and so was a shed located in the back of the property. Since then, one more garage shed has been added to the property. It's a temporary shed, no foundation, and both of these proposed sheds or existing sheds will be removed with implementation and proposed garage. The hardship that we have and the reason why we're requesting the variance from the rear lot line setback and the side yard setback is we have an existing cesspool on the property, and we also have some old growth trees. Noted on the plan which we submitted, it was actually stated as 24 inches, but tonight during our dinner, I went out and I measured it. It's actually 36 inches. In addition to the 36-inch tree as mentioned, we also have another existing tree, which is not shown here on the plan, but it's in close proximity to the proposed location of the garage. So therefore, the purpose of locating the garage at 1 foot 4 inches off the rear property and 6 feet off the side property is to maintain those two existing trees, old growth trees. We don't want to impact the root systems. We want to let these trees survive. With the removal of the existing sheds on the property, the intent is to consolidate structures. So we would be eliminating, providing just one structure. It would be a structure to fit a nice appearance into the community. It would be a brand new building. We also have some photos which were taken that, with permission, we'd like to pass them out, of the property showing the existing shed and also showing a garage structure in the neighborhood that's exactly identical to what my father is looking to do.
It's exactly identical in that it's that close to the property lines?
The property that the other structure is located on is a larger parcel. It does not require the setbacks. So, but it, in appearance, it is identical to what my father's looking to do. We also have letters of support from all three property owners, which is adjacent to the property, and one of which being Delmarva Power, who owns a parcel directly behind where the garage will be closest to the property line. That parcel has recently been developed into a transfer station, so it's industrial use, never to be built with residential homes. And I'll pass this letter down.
So these stakes are where the garage is going to go to?
That's smart. I said the garage is going to go right in here.
It's going to be 1 foot 4 inches off.
Off of that line. Off that line. And this is what behind it.
Yes, sir. That is what is behind the property. Like I said, back in 2002, when my father purchased the property, it was all woods. With the implementation of the utility company transfer station, they cleared out all those trees up to the property line, leaving a void space. And as a matter of fact, some of the neighbors have supported the proposed structure because of the fact that it's going to potentially block their view of Delmarva Power's transfer station.
And the reason you can't meet the rear setback is why?
The reason we can't make the rear setback is we have the existing 36-inch tree, which we would like to maintain. It's very close proximity to where the foundation of the proposed garage will be located. Looking at the option of shifting the garage to the other side of the rear property, it's just infeasible for the fact that we have the existing cesspool. We have to maintain a 20-foot buffer yard, too. We also like to note, too, that the existing porch, like I said, it was on the house prior to my father purchasing the property. But both, and there's a couple shots in there that we tried to eyeball down the neighboring properties and line up the porches. Both adjacent properties, their porches are set at the same distance to the front property line. So it is not out of character for the community.
When did your parents purchase the property?
2002.
This is one of the portable sheds that will be removed?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's one of the portable sheds that will be removed. And the large tree that you see in front of you is the 36-inch tree. And the one that's set a little bit further back, that's not shown on the plan, but that would be also an hindrance of moving the garage up. That tree would have to be removed.
So the garage will basically be set in that same proximity?
Yes, sir.
Just further back?
Yes, sir.
How close is that shed right now to the back property line?
I did not measure it. That shed's going to be removed.
Okay.
I did not measure it.
But just to get an idea, it's sitting further away.
Yeah, but it's an approximate location of where the proposed shed. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This would be a neighboring property?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that is almost identical, minus the colors. It's actually going to be a forest green on the bottom with the tan beige up top. But it is going to be the same material, the same style architecturally.
This is the purpose of the garage is for vehicles, or?
Yes, he's hard of hearing.
I'm hard of hearing, I can.
What will you be using the garage for?
Just storage and put a car in there, that's all.
You have what type of car do you have that you're going to?
I have a van, a small pickup.
And
you have and I have a classic Corvette.
Okay.
I'd like to point out too, my father is retired, and he's an avid woodworker, and the garage would be for doing woodworking in his retirement.
Okay, good. Excuse me. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
There are no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The applicant did submit four letters in favor of the application, one from Lazy Lake, the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Delmarva Power, and Susan Farmer and Harry Farmer, Jr., and Lucy and Robert Moden, neighbors.
Okay. Thank you. And again, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Anything on that? Okay. Hearing none. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10667, as I don't believe it altered the central character of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development of adjacent properties. I think it would be an improvement to have the vehicles and things inside rather than sitting out in the open.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10667. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.